This is Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. If you're blessed by today's message, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy Priest with this week's devotional. It's not hard these days to get discouraged by what we see happening around us. Strife, division, hatred, murder, envy, lust, pain, suffering, and every kind of evil and wickedness fills our screens as we scroll through social media or any news site. It's no wonder so many people ask, where is God in all of this? Well, thankfully, as believers, we know that God is sovereign, and we can be sure of this through Scripture. Again and again, the Bible tells us God is ultimately in control, and that He permits, allows, and even orchestrates events for both His own glory and the good of those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. For reference, see Psalm 115, verse 3, Proverbs 19:21, Job chapter 42, verse 2, Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10, and Romans 8, verse 28. As we close out our verse-by-verse journey through Ephesians chapter 1, we're reminded once again that Christ is sovereign over all things. Paul writes in Ephesians 1, verses 19 to 23, "These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet, and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all." Paul's statement here is astonishing, profound, and yet beautifully simple. God the Father set God the Son far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. Not just slightly above, but far above it. In fact, the Greek word here, huperano, means very high or superior. Quite literally, all rulers and powers on earth and in the spiritual world are subject to God the Son by the authority given to Him from God the Father, who sits on the throne over all creation. And not only is Christ above all these things, but the Father also put these things in subjection to Him, including each one of us. So while the world chooses not to obey this divine subjection, Christians willingly and even cheerfully submit to it because we understand Christ's place. While the world bucks and wrenches against Christ as sovereign ruler, we find our solace, peace, and calm in the storm within our submission because we know He is a good shepherd and a kind and loving master who gave Himself up for our benefit. See John chapter 10, verse 11. The world today is pretty crazy, and honestly, it seems to be getting worse every single day. But you know what? God is still in control. The Son is still sitting high above all other rule and authority in heaven and on earth. So let's let that sink in for just a moment and bask in the delight knowing that the war has already been won. See Revelation chapter 21, verse 6. Why Christ sovereignly allows certain things to happen is far beyond our veiled ability to understand, but we must still trust Him and His perfectly righteous character. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." That's Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9. So we must never put ourselves in Christ's place and judge His decisions, because we simply can't see it all. And this is where our faith comes in, trusting that He is good, holy, righteous, and that He loves us so deeply that He would freely give Himself up for us. This solidifies our faith, believing that no matter what, we are His. And nothing, not even the most seemingly powerful person or government or evil spirit, can ever separate us from Him. Let's close with Romans chapter 8, verses 37 to 39. Which I pray will encourage and strengthen us as we lean fully on Him for our salvation, sanctification, and eternal protection. Paul writes, "But in all of these things, which are persecution, famine, distress, and peril, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you so much for tuning into the Truth Matters Church podcast today. Please be sure to subscribe or mark us as a favorite if you haven't already. And for more resources, visit us online at truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.